be here talking about meditation. Meditation is my passion. Meditation is how I found really virtually almost everything. God writes straight with crooked lines. That's a sneaky one, isn't it? The crooked lines are the life plans we had that didn't work out. Things don't work out always as we planned or intended. The thing about God and his writing is that we have to turn our crooked lines over to him. That isn't always easy. Sometimes the crooked lines are our fault. We're the living consequences of all of our decisions. And other times our crooked lines appear through no fault of our own. But either way, we naturally want what we want when we want it. I was agnostic to the core when I began my assignment in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. I couldn't imagine that there was a good reason for me to be there. I had wanted an African assignment, Zimbabwe. God had other plans. Unbeknownst to me, this divine plan had three pieces: desperation in the desert, becoming teachable, and creating space for solving problems. Saudi Arabia makes an awful first impression. The day I arrived in the kingdom, June 1992, the temperature was 120 degrees Fahrenheit. There was no humidity, zero. Women dressed in black from head to toe, and men wore long, white, floor-length robes. It was truly weird for me. It looked like the 12th century. Everything about Saudi Arabia made me angry. This strange country, culture, and heat made me ill. Within days of my arrival, I was mentally planning to leave my assignment and return home to Virginia. After 2 months of mental anguish, I knew I was going to die. Rage was eating me alive. Without a solution to this mental obsession, I would perish. I was desperate. I reached out, made a few phone calls, and was referred to a spiritual group that I met every week at the American Community Center. Sounded like a bad idea. However, my options were resign from my Foreign Service career, suicide, or go to some dumb meeting on Friday. None of those choices seemed good to me, but resigning and suicide seemed like worse options than going to some little group on Friday. The meeting was a small gathering of American and Canadian expats who explored a different spiritual topic every week. As I was leaving the first meeting, one of the men said to me, "You know, you don't have to believe in God to come here." That was a huge relief. I'd run screaming into the desert if I had to believe in the deity of my childhood who had a long white beard and sat in a cloud somewhere judging me. I felt happier after the meeting, so I kept going every Friday. I tried what others said worked for them. I was becoming teachable. I was willing to try different behavior. Might as well. My best thinking almost killed me. months later, the group topic was meditation. One of the women in the group described how she meditated. She sat upright in a quiet room. She closed her eyes and listened to her breathing. Sounded easy enough. I was willing to try. After all, I breathe all the time. And I knew how to close my eyes and sit up straight. That evening, I tried meditating exactly as she instructed. I was in my home, in a quiet room, sat up straight, and focused on my breathing. Within seconds, I felt a presence. I wasn't alone. There was something in the room with me. It filled my body with waves of peace and awe. The invisible God is real. I knew it. I had proof. I had a conversion experience that night, but I didn't know what in the world I converted to. From that day forward, meditation began a daily practice, spending time with this invisible force and developing a relationship with this force became my primary purpose in Riyadh. A relationship with this invisible force of solution makes us more sensitive to God's direction for us. Near the end of my tour, I was scheduled to fly to Yemen on business. I had my ticket, my visa. I was ready to go. However, every time I thought about that trip, I felt this crushing heaviness on my chest. It was crushing. I felt bad. Something was wrong. 2 days before my departure, I canceled the trip. I told my supervisor I had a bad feeling about going, so I'm not going. And I thought I sounded really flaky. I was scheduled to fly down on Tuesday and return on Thursday. I did not fly down on Tuesday. Friday night of the same week, my supervisor phoned and he said, "Well, Susan, your instincts were right." I had no idea what he was talking about. Turns out, Yemeni rebels took over the airport Wednesday. No one could leave the country. I would have been stranded in Yemen. I was shocked. My jaw dropped. I was speechless. How could I possibly know what would happen? At that point, I'd been meditating for a year. It seems I was strengthening my connection with the divine by creating space for intuition, creating space and visualization. Visualizing the end result is asking for divine intervention. The end result is your destination. The divine provides a path and takes care of all the details to make that happen. Meditation is powerful in a group. It's more powerful in a group. And not every thought in meditation is from God. We need guidance from someone more experienced in this way of life. Meditation solves problems, but only if it's used. Meditation solves sticky personal situations as well. I shared an office with a contract employee who decided to despise me. She was unnecessarily rude and intrusive. This behavior went on for months. I complained daily to my meditation teacher. Finally, my teacher announced he had heard enough of complaining. He told me he wouldn't listen anymore, that I was, and he was very firm about this, I want you to meditate on that woman 3 times a day, visualize her in front of you, see her in a white sparkling light, and visualize that she is receiving all the things that you want in her life. Financial security, love, good health, strong relationships at home and at work. Anything that I wanted in my own life, I was to fill this woman with. Do it 3 times a day. Well, I started to complain. I didn't want to do that. And then he added, you don't have to mean it. No problem. I can do that. So I meditated on this woman 3 times a day, in the morning, after lunch, and before bedtime. What happened was really odd. After 3 days of visualization, I found I liked her better. I came in on Monday morning and I sincerely greeted her. Good morning, how was your weekend? She didn't know what was going on. She thought I had a weapon in every pocket. 2 weeks after I began meditating on this woman 3 times a day, she resigned. She spread the word that Susan forced her out. My hands were clean. I hadn't done a thing but meditate for her. I simply asked the divine to help me. God filled in the details. Meditation and visualization create space for divine intervention. Give God the space to do her work. The problem will be solved in a manner that you cannot even imagine. God, infinite intelligence, continues to astonish me with her creative solutions. Thank you.